Medical experts are saying the worst on coronavirus is yet to come. And according to projections by Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, millions of people will need medical help. But he says there simply aren't enough hospital and intensive care beds or ventilators in the U.S. to treat the people who might need them. And that's why New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling for the Army Corps of Engineers to retrofit military bases and college dorms for temporary medical facilities. One New York hospital CEO joins us to talk about what they're doing. Michael Dowling is president and CEO of New York State's largest healthcare provider, Northwell Health, and former New York State Health Secretary. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to be on. Thank you.
So tell us, are your 23 hospitals ready?
Yes, we're pretty well prepared. We have been organizing for this for a long time. We have reached out to all of the retired doctors and all of the retired nurses, and people have actually been writing to me, volunteering to come back. So we've reached out to all of them. Now, obviously, this is going to get worse over the next month or two. I believe that is going to accelerate. So that we have to intensify our efforts and make sure that we have the staff and the capacity and the supplies to deal with it. And I'm pretty comfortable, though, that for the overall, that we are in pretty good position here.
Okay, I hear you on that. But last week I spoke with two Italian doctors who shared how their hospitals are overflowing. And we've seen reports where patients are treated based on whether they survive. What are you most worried about?
For me, it's the biggest issue, and I think all of this can be overcome. I happen to be somebody that believes that you have to look at the bright side of things rather than always the negative, because the negative only feeds anxiety. You have to make sure that you have the staff available, because staff do get infected. And if staff people come in contact with somebody that's infected, then they have to go and be quarantined for a period of time. So you have to manage that very, very well. And then obviously the supplies, I mean, the masks, the gloves, the gowns, the vents. And if you have a huge spike, we are doing everything at the moment to enhance our supplies, our inventory of all of those supplies. And if those things happen the way I believe it will happen, I then think that we'll be in a pretty good position. But we always have to be prepared, of course, for something to spike beyond what I think it might happen. And then we will have to adapt and be flexible.
On Friday, you and the governor opened the first drive-through testing site on the East Coast. How is that testing going?
That testing is going very, very well. And it's started on Friday, as you mentioned, and it's operating successfully. We will be opening, I believe, others. Though some of those are in the planning stages right now. But that allows people to drive in. They don't have to get out of their cars. When I was there on Friday, you know, there were like 10, 15 cars in a line, and it moves very, very quickly. People are swabbed through the windows of the car. So it's a quick process. And obviously, the more you test, the more you're able to isolate, the more you're able to treat. And as you know, we're only testing those people that are sick and those people that have been in contact with somebody that has a confirmed case.
I see.
Of course, the more you test, the more cases you're going to find. And that's what's going to drive the spike.
You mentioned earlier that you feel optimistic. You think that we'll make it through this crisis. You're still feeling as confident as you were on Friday.
Yes, because we're faced with these issues all the time. I mean, we had Ebola, we had H1N1, we had the Hurricane Sandy. And, you know, you've got to make sure that your staff that are working on the front lines all the time and that they demonstrate unbelievable compassion and commitment here, that they see that their work is valued. And that we are going to defeat this issue. It may be a rough couple of months. And as I've said many times, it's not what happens to you that matters, it's how you respond to it. And healthcare organizations are very adaptable and they're very resilient. And the one thing I believe that this whole event demonstrates for us as a country is that we have to rebuild up our public health infrastructure. we are not as prepared overall as we should have been nationally. And I think when this is over, I believe that we should, there needs to be an investment, a strengthening and an acceleration of investment in research, in public health infrastructure, in the staffing of the CDC, in the inventory, increasing the inventories of supplies in our storehouses around the place. Those are the kinds of things that we've got to be focusing on, because after this is over, at some point in the future, there will be another one. And so we have to learn the lessons of this one. And while I believe we will succeed here, I do believe it teaches us a lesson about how to be better prepared overall as a country for the next one, because there will be such a case.
That's Michael Dowling. He's president and CEO of New York State's largest healthcare provider, Northwell Health, and former New York State Health Secretary. Mr. Dowling, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very, very much.